Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown, Lindsay Perry with me. Lindsay, today's question comes in from Vicky. And Vicky says she entered her first Comrades this year, but started feeling very tired until she got to Drummond. She got to Drummond at 6:05 and decided to call it quits, thinking that she wouldn't make the 12-hour cutoff. She was very upset as she trained very hard. She wants to try the up run, but if the down run's this hard, she can imagine how hard it must be to complete the up run. Please help.
Yeah, so look, the up run is very difficult, so let's not pull any punches there. But it is a different kind of difficult. So the down run definitely like pummels your legs. So you get a bit tired in the first half and then you get very sore in the second half. So any kind of weaknesses or niggles or any pain that develops, it really gets exposed on the down run and just makes it so hard. The up run is very different. It's not even close to as painful as the down run, but there is a slow cumulative fatigue as the day goes on. And a lot of the damage in the up run really is done in the first 37 to 40 kilometers. So you do need to do a lot of hill training. You've got to get your legs strong, but in a different way to the down run. So the down run gym work helps immensely to help, you know, reduce the pain, whereas the up run, you've actually physically got to do running type of strength work on the hills. I'm a believer that cycling does help a lot with the hill climbing strength, but you've got to get strong to prepare for that slow poison. But it's more forgiving if you do develop a niggle or whatever, because it doesn't get quite as sore as when you, well, not, it doesn't get nearly as sore as it does on the down run. And then the last sort of 15 kilometers of the up run are very tough again, because you've got to get over poly shorts. And then from 7Ks, unlike the down run, you really can run the downs on the up run. So once you get over polys and you've made it through polys on the cutoff, most people go on to then finish Comrades.
Brilliant. Yeah, and if I can just add my 2 cents worth there too, Lindsay. I mean, I was in a very similar situation as just by what Vicky's describing, that my first Comrades was also a down run and I missed the cutoff, the one after Drummond. So I made it a bit further than you did, Vicky. But I went back a year later and Comrades for me, I don't know if you felt this way, Comrades for me was a huge rude awakening. I thought it was going to be a lot easier than what it actually was. And after having done the first half of the down run, I just realized I needed to work harder. And I went home and, like Lindsay said about the cycling, I did a lot of cross training and came back stronger and finished the next year. And I don't want to say with ease, because it was tough, but it was a totally different race and absolutely loved it. So good luck with your training, Vicky. And yeah, let us know how it goes. Lindsay, thank you very much. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.